Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. Do you happen to be registered to vote in Florida?
Do I happen to be registered in Florida to vote?
Mm-hmm. To vote, yes, correct. All right, thank you. So what would you say are the chances of you voting in the August 20th primary elections for U.S. Senate, of the Florida State Legislature, and other offices? Would you say that you're almost certain to vote, probably will vote, already voted? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you're going to vote?
I haven't voted yet, but I'm going to vote.
All right, thank you. So do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
No Republican. Democrat. All the way.
Democrat. All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing in what year you were born in?
Mind sharing what?
In what year were you born in?
I was born in 1927. I'm 97 years old.
Wow. All right. Thank you. So is anyone in your household or are you of any Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. Thank you. So do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or multiracial or some other race?
Other race. How does it matter?
Well, really, it's just so we can make sure we have opinions of everybody. So we don't want to make people feel like there's only one group that answers questions. We want to know everybody's opinions. So that's why we just asked that one, to make sure that we're diverse in this survey. So generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel like they've gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm not quite sure.
All right, no worries. So now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate them on a scale of if these are either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So the first person is Barbara Sharif.
I don't know who that is.
All right, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden? Mm-hmm. I thought he wasn't running anymore.
All right, but kind of what opinion do you have about him? Is it very favorable?
I think he has been a fantastic president. He's done a lot for us. He came in there when COVID was killing 167 people in 1 week. And the other part was telling people not to take the injection, but to take vinegar or some crap, the Lysol or something, which would kill them. I have no use for him, none whatsoever.
All right. Well, what opinion would you say you have about him then? Is it a very favorable one then?
About who?
About Joe Biden.
I tell you, he's a fantastic man.
All right, thank you.
He's a fantastic man, and his VP is also a fantastic person. They certainly did a lot for us, and who don't realize it, then something is wrong with them.
All right. What about Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
Who is this?
Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
I can't remember who that is.
All right, no worries. What about Kamala Harris?
Who is that?
Kamala Harris?
I don't know who she is.
All right, no worries. And what about Chad Klitzman?
I can't remember who those are.
All right, no worries. So if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates were Chad Klitzman, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., and Barbara Sharif, for who would you vote for?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
All right, no worries.
I think seriously about it.
All right. Well, maybe who do you think you would lean for then?
What?
Who do you think you would lean towards voting for? Would you lean towards voting for Chad Klitzman, Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., or Barbara Sherry?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, no worries. So, still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for Florida State Senate? And the list goes home and property insurance, voting rights, health care, jobs and wages, LGBTQ rights, climate change and the environment, protecting reproductive rights, or education.
Education is important.
All right.
And, this abortion thing, nobody has any right in a woman's bedroom. That decision is between herself and our God.
All right. So would you say the most important issue for you then is education?
Education.
All right. Thank you. So thinking in political terms, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I think I'm conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
All right. Thank you. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
What is the last year?
Of schooling you have completed?
High school.
High school. I thank you. So finally, just for verification purposes, can I have your first name only, please?
Hazel.
Hazel. All right. Thank you. All right. That would be Hazel. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your participation, Hazel. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
And what?
Oh, we have completed the survey.
Yes.
Yeah, so just thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
And
goodbye.
You too.
Thank you.